So turning on to the next part, what was the effect of the Cold War on the British people? The answer to this question is not obvious, as the Cold War had different effects on different people at different times. So I'm going to look at communists, civil and home defence, the effects of nuclear fear, and the relationships between Britain's the Cold War and Britain's national identity. Communists. In 1945, there was popular approval of the Soviet Union, as the Soviet Union had played a profound role in the defeat of the Nazis. In the 1945 general election, two communists gained seats in the House of Commons. 33 Labour MPs were thought to have communist sympathies, and the Communist Party of Great Britain had around 43,000 members. The CPGB obviously took instruction from Moscow, but debate centres on the extent to which this relationship implies unflinching subservience. Most research now emphasises that individuals did not simply join the Communist Party in order to promote revolution, but because they believed it offered a route to better living and working conditions for ordinary people. They were prepared to operate within the confines of British democratic structures. Furthermore, there were always degrees of loyalty to the Soviet Union, and following the Hungarian uprising in 1956, 7,000 members left the party. Historians also debate the extent to which communists were discriminated against by the state. In America, fueled by Senator McCarthy, 2,700 federal employees were sacked, and a further 12,000 resigned between 1947 and 1956. Following the discovery that the Soviet atomic project had been assisted by the espionage of Klaus Fuchs, a German emigre who had been granted British citizenship, the Americans pressured Britain to tighten control over employees working for the state. Britain introduced positive vetting. Before someone could be employed in sensitive areas of Whitehall, thorough checks would be made on their background and questions asked about their life histories. Some argue that positive vetting was a light-touch approach to internal security, as only 124 employees lost their jobs, although more were not appointed as a consequence. Others suggest that internal security helped to create conditions within which certain views or behaviours were privileged over others. For example, homosexuality was regarded as a potential indicator of untrustworthiness. Homosexuals were said to be maladjusted to the social environment and may therefore be of an unstable character.